Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports movie.
Yes, I did catch
which
wind.
Then drew the ire of Evan on Saturday last week.
Yeah,
it had me making shots from the foot of the stage on an actual net. And after each shot was, he shoots, he scores. If I missed, the whole thing is derailed.
You are either Steph Curry or this whole thing is ruined.
Yeah.
On WGR.
I have personal. Evan,
yeah.
Do you take anything back?
No.
It's okay. He's dying on the hill. It's fine.
Sports Radio 550.
Soaring and flying through your weekend here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley. Hour number three of Sports Talk Saturday. I just thought of something terrible with this intro. You said you were doing this at, like, you were taking these shots at the foot of the stage.
So it's the foot of the stage. The net was a little lower than regulation. Like, it wasn't so high.
I'm just talking about you in proportion to the stage.
Yeah, I had like a foot and a half, 2 feet between me
and
the end.
So if you tried one fadeaway.
Oh, I was fading into the pit.
You're in the disaster. So here I am just thinking, Kobe.
Yeah.
And you hit the fade.
If I faded and actually, yeah, that would be a problem.
If you faded, you would. If you were doing a fadeaway jumper, you would have not been on the stage anymore.
Well, you're 100% correct on that. That's why I didn't do it, because
it's mixed swishies, but then you just end up in the pit.
Cymbal crashes, like everything.
And it's horrible that my mind pictured it.
Yeah, it's the flaming tire fire of Sports Talk Saturday. It totally makes sense.
But also, you know, like those internal thoughts, like the
Ones
thoughts.
You just start laughing at,
yes,
but to yourself, and then yes, Everyone starts looking at you, and you just can't tell them what you're thinking about because it's
intrusive,
just too much.
Intrusive thoughts, mm-hmm. That's the word. The evil things that you could just think of and then just start laughing about them.
Like, I'm sitting here laughing to myself about trolling the FCC right now. Just kidding. Intrusive thought. For an example's sake.
Don't ever say that again.
example's sake.
And yet, speaking of that, Kevin Harlan flirted with that yesterday.
He did. Kevin Harlan did flirt with that yesterday.
We'll need to have Chris find the clip of Kevin Harlan with last night's Pacers and Knicks game where...
What did he do?
Oh, you don't know about this.
No.
Oh, so Chris, look this up. For game two, Kevin Harlan, he did end up with this like interesting clip during the game. And
is it bad?
Oh, it's brilliant.
He was really toeing the line, or was he?
Oh, it's brilliant. And I'm going to need you to just keep. I have to text this to him.
I gotcha. No, so Kevin Harlan might be actually my favorite broadcaster. Just his voice is so iconic for the NCAA basketball tournament. Just anything that's nationally syndicated, even the primetime NFL games on like Westwood One. I can't really imagine him towing the line. So I'm very, very intrigued right now. What was it regarding towing the line? Like, was it a swear or was it topic of conversation?
Definitely innuendo.
Innuendo. Okay.
Yes.
But it was last night during game two of the of the Eastern Conference Final. And a Knicks player goes to try and save the ball from going out of bounds. He crashes into the table, but knocks something over from the table. So I'm hoping that Chris is able to find this one.
Yeah. That I'm intrigued.
Because I don't want to say it.
Because it's going to toe the line.
No. It's just that I want Kevin Harlan saying it. I want the purity of the call.
I gotcha.
That's what this is.
We'll get the thumbs up from Mr. Giacobello.
I got a full 50-second clip.
All right, play it.
Just run it. I want to hear the whole thing.
With heart. Deflected. Halliburton's got it. There he comes the other way. Hart is right there. Nice defense. Brunson. Oh, look out. He comes in. Brunson falls in the net. Back the other way. Hart the other way. And a triumph the other way.
Don't worry about me.
Oh, this was great.
Nice fan in back here helping us out. Thank you. See, Knick fans are some of the best fans in the league. Thank you, sir.
Yes, they
I
are.
I don't know if this is it.
Did it cut it out?
I think so.
It must have.
It must have censored it.
Oh, look at this coming right at us.
Yeah, because it showed Brunson hitting the table.
Brunson hits the table.
I guess they did. Yeah, I guess they...
It cuts out, so maybe we shouldn't air it.
The YouTube, like, it says, like, the name of it is what you texted me, Derek.
Yep.
Okay. No, they probably did censor it on the coverage. Like, the post, I should say.
Yeah, then I'd imagine maybe no.
So...
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
They were already laughing at...
Yeah, but
the last thing that Brunson, was said, did you hear
Brunson
that?
Kevin Harlan, you are out of pocket.
Yep. So.
I found it.
I think you found it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But, Kevin Harlan, absolutely out of pocket with what he ends up saying. So, it was great. And that's just the magic of Kevin Harlan.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the context is perfectly fine. A drink gets knocked over.
Do it.
It's hilarious.
It's after a drink gets knocked over. That's it?
Yes.
Kevin Harlan, you are out of pocket for saying this.
That's what I'm talking about. Good action right there.
I'm wet. I'm dirty.
What?
He had a drink knocked over.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. That's exactly what happened there.
Oh, that sounds like something I would do. Toeing the line. Come on,
so
Kevin Harlan.
That's great, though. Like, that's Kevin Harlan being Kevin Harlan, one of the all-time greats. Anyway, back to it.
Back to your regularly scheduled tire fire.
So we hinted at this. I want to at least go over it. Of who has had the – of non-playoff teams, who's had the most promising offseason to you that might threaten to take a playoff spot from someone this year? And for me, that starter goes to, oddly enough – I think it's the Atlanta Falcons.
I don't dislike that. I agree with you. Mine's in division, unfortunately, to be not different.
No, that's fine.
Mine is the New England Patriots. I think they're looking to take a wild card spot this season. It kind of looks like it, in my opinion.
I think that Atlanta, for me, is the team that I would absolutely be looking at as I love the fact that they added those two pass rushers. They have themselves a great draft. It is Michael Penix's team now. They are going to be moving on from Kirk Cousins.
Kirko changed this. He's still on the bench.
He's still on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And if they fit everything under the cap like that, then do it. Like, you could have worse backup quarterback options than Kirk Cousins, right? As a matter of fact, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
I think that Atlanta is the team that absolutely should be threatening for a playoff spot. Who comes down from that, though, is the question. I need somebody in the NFC, probably in particularly the NFC North, to lose a playoff spot. I'm not expecting Washington or Philadelphia to fall off the map, right? It's got to be from the North then.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Tampa Bay, their division itself? I don't know how it happens. I do know that Atlanta's probably the team to me, though, that they should challenge for their division.
Yeah.
It's been enough time. You have Penix situated at this point. He has looked the part.
You've got the Bijan mustard as well.
And you needed to fix your defense. The job is done. Can you slow down Tampa Bay?
That's the real question, because Baker Mayfield's really showing out as the Baker Mayfield everyone kind of thought, right? He's starting to get there. Mm-hmm. After the injuries he sustained in Cleveland and they just moved on from him, what a terrible, terrible situation that was. But he's really, Todd Bowles is getting the most out of his quarterback right now. And yeah, you're getting the Baker Mayfield experience. Like, let's not beat around the bush here. It's similar to a Josh Allen experience where you get the highest of highs, like crazy, oh my God, plays, but you also get some really interesting, like, how could that have happened, terrible plays too.
Yes.
So
and that is another thing. Coaching is something that matters there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, only three other teams outscored Tampa Bay in points for last year. That's
really
that's enough for me.
Yeah. I think Penix Jr.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As well.
And they were your, like, if I say them, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. Buffalo and Baltimore and Detroit.
Yeah. Yes, there's no question about that.
Those are the only teams.
That's interesting.
Kansas City's offense was putrid last year.
No, that's right. They basically just barely won every game they played.
They didn't even score the most points in their division.
They didn't wake up until the playoffs.
Denver had more points. Mm-hmm. L.A. had more points.
Yeah. They woke up in the playoffs and fell asleep in the Super
Bowl. They woke up for one game in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
Which now I'm starting to think maybe that's more personal? Buffalo's fault and not Kansas City's.
It's just personal.
All right, Joe. You said New England.
I did.
So I have to give the team that I'm saying bows out. I say Green Bay. I think that they are an inconsistent team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is something to it. Like, Tampa Bay has something elite about them. An elite trait.
Yeah.
It's that offense. They are scoring at will. And they added another wide receiver in Ibuka in the first round. Just because. So I'm here for that.
Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Why Green Bay instead of Minnesota? I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be just fine on a team that won 14 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
The drop-off should not be so precipitous. There's always variance between win-loss records every year, right?
Yeah, they'll change.
They'll change. But if a team is drastically worse because Sam Darnold is off the football team, then I don't know what to tell you about how bad J.J. McCarthy is. I don't think he could be that bad. Is more or less what it is to me. Is he good enough to take a 14-win team and stop the regression from going below 11 wins? And I say yes, he's good enough. All right, so you said New England.
I did.
New England being a team to take a playoff spot, and the answer that I need from you now is, well, who leaves? There were three teams in the West, two in the North, and then one apiece from the East and the South.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine you're not calling the shot that Buffalo loses the division.
No, I think that's not happening. So I think, truthfully, if I had to do that, if I had to pick a team to bow out, probably the Chargers.
I respect that.
Because I
don't respect the Chargers.
I don't either, because Greg Roman is running Justin Herbert into the ground.
But that said, you know how I mentioned that there was an elite thing about the Buccaneers?
Mm-hmm.
There is an elite thing about the Chargers. They had the best defense in the National Football League last year,
mm-hmm,
in points against.
They
had a 100-point differential. They are a team that has a good roster and a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
It is that their offense is subpar because Greg Roman exists.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Honestly, if it's not the Chargers, it's the Steelers. I just think they're meh.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't pick Pittsburgh first.
I didn't see them on the list. I was scrolling down, truthfully. And they're so forgettable, I didn't remember them off the top of my head being even in the playoffs last year. So either the Chargers or Steelers I see bowing out this past season.
I'd pick Pittsburgh because Mason Rudolph's the starting quarterback.
Not quite. We don't know that yet. Will Howard can start, Derek. Come on.
Oh, my God. We're doing this again? We're doing this again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might get a Will Howard jersey.
You go ahead and do
might
that.
Might have to.
You go ahead and do that.
Watch its value triple within a year.
And in 4 years, when you walk around with that thing, I'm going to go, hey, I remember that guy.
Where does he play for now?
Yeah,
the UFL?
Oh, he's a backup in Buffalo now?
He's Josh Allen's backup.
Nice jersey. I like that. It's retro.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like it's totally uninspiring, Pittsburgh's quarterback room.
You know the biggest swing I think I see, and this might upset the man behind the glass.
Okay, go ahead and do it.
I think the defending Super Bowl champs, I think, get overtaken by the Commanders. I think Jaden Daniels is a force to be reckoned with in that division. And Dallas is still a nothing burger. That is going to continue to be the case.
All right, well, so you didn't make it worse.
No. And the Giants are going to – I think the Giants finish above Dallas.
I mean, I don't hate that. I got to be honest. Like, I honestly thought Washington was going to finish – first this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll tell you straight up, I did not think the Eagles were going to finish first, but hey, they did. And I mean, we're just going to have to wait and see. Look, don't get me wrong. Jaden Daniels is that guy for Washington, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got a bright future ahead of him. And I just personally feel like it's going to be him and Hurts. Forget Dak.
Yeah.
It's just going to be him and Hurts.
Dakota
I feel
is
like.
No more. Yeah. It's not happening.
I will say this. I do think Dallas will be markedly better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you stay a 7-10 team because you got to remember the variance thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
a couple
always,
games.
There's
swing.
Always variance between seasons for teams. And I think that Dallas, though, had one of those extreme seasons that everything went wrong.
That is true.
Yeah, they did have sun in their eyes in that one game.
A true NFC East fan right there.
I will
oh
say,
my God.
They've had a better offseason than the year prior where Skip Bayless's tweet that comma is doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
But they've had a better offseason now. They should be better than what they have been,
mm-hmm,
especially with last year. Because you got to think about the variance. They were the 2 seed just a couple of seasons ago, and then they drop all the way down to 7-10.
Mm-hmm.
So there is variance, but it was also because some things went catastrophically wrong for the Chargers, yeah, for the Cowboys.
They added George Pickens too, right?
They added George Pickens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, totally forgot
so
about
they
that.
They have another elite wide receiver in there. They draft Tyler Booker, which was probably one of the better picks that I would have said of the first round.
Who went to the Steelers from Dallas?
It was a pick.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
It was a pick? Yeah. There was something, someone got traded from the Cowboys that didn't want to play with Pickens because they had beef.
I don't know if I saw anything like that.
I'm trying, I got to find it now.
Yeah, try to make sure on that one. But now I'm going to follow up with this question. Is there a division winner that is not the division winner this year? Is there a previous division champion that does not hold the right next year? Because there's always a change there, too. Somebody always takes a division from somebody else. You did just answer Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris seems to agree with that. It's not that hot takey. He's putting his Philly bias away there. For me, I don't know. I don't necessarily know who it is that falls off here. I might say Baltimore. And the only reason I say Baltimore is I think Cincy storms back into it.
I agree.
If you did anything, and I do mean literally anything, to fix your defense, then you should have something there. Because they have the pieces well established in place.
It's Jordan Lewis, by the way. Because him and Pickens got into it, remember?
Oh, okay.
So he was waived from or released, traded somewhere from the Cowboys. Lord. And he tweeted out something like that. I'm happy not to whatever because they had their beef. So,
oh boy,
yeah,
that's beef that's intense. Of I don't want to play with this guy.
Yeah, because they got an actual altercation on the football field. So yes,
do we think Seattle's going to be better this year?
I think Darnold was a product of Kevin McCarthy's coaching more than anything. I think you might see him regress a little bit.
Do you think he's at least as good as Geno Smith?
Maybe. I think Geno Smith's better than him this season because Pete Carroll knows Geno Smith and how to crack him. You got your best years out of Geno Smith when Pete Carroll was at the helm, and now he's coaching him in Vegas. I think you get a better season out of Geno this year than you do Sam Darnold. Excuse me.
I think Sam Darnold's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I think he has found who he is. Yes, Kevin O'Connell absolutely probably.
Kevin O'Connell. Kevin McCarthy. What am I saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Mike McCarthy. I was combining the last name.
Or J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy.
With Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell. Oh, my God.
So now it's Kevin McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. But I think that Darnold might be better than he is supposed to be, too.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it. I don't know if I trust it until I see it kind of deal. You know, like O'Connell being a quarterback, I think that's the reason Darnold did figure himself out so much, right? I don't know if that'll continue.
Zach is convinced that Jacksonville is going to win the AFC South.
Listen, they're a rebounder. They could be.
I think they have too much wrong with them.
I think Trevor Lawrence is what's wrong because him and Daniel Jones have really similar stat lines and no one wants to talk about it.
I think that they're paying for the sins of Trent Baalke constructing their roster for a couple of years.
Yeah, I think you need to move on at the quarterback position before
really?
You get anything. Yeah, I don't think Trevor Lawrence is the answer. What has he done for you other than come back against the freaking Chargers? How much of an achievement is that?
More than you'd want.
Well, 2 years ago,
less than
before they really, you know what I mean? It's kind of that weird gray area. Like it's not a huge monumentous thing, but it's still okay, I guess. But I think they move on from quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, I think he hits the open market.
How would that buyout even work,
though? I don't know.
I don't think it would.
I think they have to live with their sins at this point, but unfortunately,
I think there's bigger sins. I mean, Baalke was not a good general manager. They did not make very good additions to this team. And Trevor Lawrence doesn't play defense where they give up 435 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could they be better offensively? Yes. 1,000%.
I think he's just solid, but not elite. I don't think they got what they were looking for in Trevor Lawrence.
I don't think that Trevor Lawrence was what he was pledged to be. But
no.
Then again, that entire quarterback class was a disaster.
But it'll be interesting to see Cohn coaching the team with his Duval and seeing how that goes.
But don't discredit a good offensive mind right away. And Cohn is that.
Right.
Like I said, the Bucks.
I'm not discrediting him.
Bucks were the fourth highest scoring offense last year.
Mm-hmm. Who they get stopped by?
Oh, God, why is it?
It's our hometown team, fellas. They got stomped by the Bills on prime time.
That
remember
is true,
that?
Yeah.
Tampa?
No. Oh, no. No, Jacksonville.
I'm talking about Cohen here. Liam Cohen comes from Tampa.
Right. I was saying Jacksonville. That's
yeah.
what I was saying.
Yeah, but Jackson, mm-hmm. again, that is Trent Baalke putting together a bad roster, and then Liam Cohen saying, I'm not going to come here. They fire Trent Baalke, and then he shows up here again.
Is that bad practice? Did we ever touch on that?
I don't like the optics of what Cohen did.
Mm-hmm.
I do respect him saying, I cannot work with this man. Baalke's not a good general manager. I do not know how he got another job.
And I don't want to jump to conclusions on the Jags, but I feel like that playoff run in 2022 seems like ages ago.
Also,
it's too far gone.
Also, the Jags did draft the football equivalent of Shohei Ohtani here.
They did. I wonder if he is going to play two-way or not.
He will.
Yeah?
He will.
I think he wants to.
He said as much that he does not want to be a one-trick pony in the NFL. He wants to play on both sides of the football.
How many other people have done that?
Not many. And these days, very rarely do you see it. The last I can think of is Isaiah McKenzie getting snaps at corner in a blowout win against Miami.
That is absolutely right.
Do you think that's going to be like successful at all?
Yes.
With the Travis Hunter playing two ways?
I think if you use him properly, like he's not playing every snap. Think about that. And that is where it is. He is probably their best corner on the roster right now, and he is their second best wide receiver. And because he is not their best wide receiver, Brian Thomas Jr. existing helps. He does not have to be out there every play on offense. As a matter of fact,
J.J. Watt was a two-way player. Mike Vrabel was a two-way player.
Hang on.
What, in college?
J.J. Watt and Mike Vrabel played some goal line snaps. That doesn't count.
No?
We are talking about true purpose two-way players that play meaningful snaps on both sides of the field. That does not happen. And
no.
I'm fascinated to learn more about what Hunter does. But it is the fact that he's not the best player on both sides of the ball that I do believe that this works. Brian Thomas Jr. being there and being as good as he was in his rookie season makes me believe that this works. Because now teams will roll coverage to Thomas. You've got Hunter playing enough snaps to stay fresh. It is, can you protect him long-term? That is going to be the issue. Can you get out of your first contract with Travis Hunter with a good bill of health? That's going to be what's to be determined.
Yeah.
And then from there, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, we go from the gridiron back to the rink. Why Brayton Wilson joins us coming up on the other side as we talk about the NHL playoffs, world championships, dabble a little Rochester in there for him. Anything hockey, I could turn to Brayton and trust it. And that's what's coming on the other side here. You can trust that Brayton Wilson will be on with us coming up next on WGR. Hour number three, we're rolling along here, and let's get right to business here. I try as often as I can to have Brayton Wilson on anytime that there's hockey-relevant things that are around the league, because Brayton is a junkie when it comes to anything on the ice,
mm-hmm.
and that's absolutely why we need to have him on here. Brayton Wilson with WGR, our sister station WBEN, and anything that we can bother him with, we do. Including, Brayton, I don't know how else to say this. Edmonton, game two, Stuart Skinner gets another shutout. He is 3-3 with a 2.9 goals against average, three shutouts. I don't know what kind of drugs Stuart Skinner is as a hockey brand right now, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's really interesting with the way that the Edmonton Oilers have played, in particular Stuart Skinner. I mean, three shutouts, four games. He had the game one against Dallas where he was you know, he had a 3-1 lead going into the third period, and then I don't know if it was the team that necessarily crumbled around him or he was just off his game for that little bit. But, yeah, I mean, the Edmonton Oilers have been a really interesting team throughout this entire playoff run just because, you know, for a moment it looked like they were down and out against the Kings, and they came back and won the series there. And, yeah, they just look so interesting to me overall in terms of just the way that they've played, they've battled. And, you know, Connor McDavid, he's put up 20 points once again. He's a guy that continues to produce. But, you know, they actually are getting a really good amount of production from all four lines that they've had. So, I mean, I think this Western Conference final is going to continue to be really, really good. And Edmonton, they're just continuing to press away. And, it's, you know, they're fun. They're a really fun team to watch.
And Edmonton's probably got one of the better storylines remaining here of you lost in seven last year after a heroic run to force.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game 7 against Florida. Now comes a chance for redemption. You have to get through Dallas. You have to get through probably Florida here again. But this is a chance for Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and that talented group to finally break through once again. And they do look a little bit more balanced than they were last year.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest key is that they've actually been able to find that balance from line 1 to line 4. And they're getting some good goaltending from whether it be Calvin Pickard or Stuart Skinner. It wasn't nice early on, but they managed to find a way to shore up that problem. And now Stuart Skinner, I mean, it was similar to last year. Stuart Skinner had a similar struggle to begin the playoffs last year. He had to sit on the bench for a while. Then he gets back in and really helped ride Edmonton to the final and helped them battle back. And they finally, you know, they were close, no cigar, but they're almost on a similar run this year compared to last year. And you know, you made mention of, you know, McDavid and Draisaitl and them being in the mix once again. You know, there was a conversation that was being had of who is the best athlete in sports that hasn't won a championship yet. And Connor McDavid has to be right up there at the top of the list. I mean, last year he won the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoff MVP on a losing team. He's only one of a handful of players to do it. This, you know, this is their chance. This is their next chance to be able to do it. And whether that be against a Florida team that they lost to last year, or whether or not they're going to have to, you know, play Carolina in a rematch of the 06 final, you know, so be it. But I think, I almost think they're better off this year than they were last year. I think their chances at this point are good, and they're staying relatively healthy too.
On the other side of that, the Dallas Stars and how well they've been playing this postseason. Obviously, Mikko Rantanen coming in and starting the playoffs with his hair on fire. He has slowed down a little bit here. But also, Roope Hintz, he's injured last night with that slash. What did you think about that play? Because I don't, like, it was, I don't know how necessary that was.
Yeah, I mean, the slash in front, I think Peter DeBoer does make a good point where, you know, if Connor McDavid got slashed like that, there's no doubt that he'd be getting helped off and there'd be a 5-minute penalty called on it. You know, it wasn't, I don't think it was a 5-minute penalty worthy, but Peter DeBoer, I think, does make a fair point. Just an unnecessary slash to the top of the foot. There's not a lot of protective padding there. I mean, the most protection you got is probably your skate laces there, unless you've got one of those skate guards that cover the whole skate. But, yeah, I mean, Dallas, to me, right now, I was thinking when they went into the playoffs, they're the most complete team out of anybody in the West, at least, and maybe even the four teams remaining. They are the most complete team. Jake Ottinger is probably playing his best hockey he's played in these playoffs. Their defense was getting healthier with Miro Heiskanen back, and their defense was still playing relatively well. Their forward group was starting to come together and be a complete unit. They were starting to get production from some of the guys in the bottom part of their lineup. And last night's game, they weren't getting pucks on net. That was their big downfall yesterday was, I think at one point in the third period, they only had something like 17 shots on goal near the end of the third period. It was just like, what are you guys doing? Like, you know, you're at game two, you're at home. You had Edmonton on the ropes and thinking like, well, you know, they scored 5 goals to go get a 6-3 win in the third period in game one. You had a chance to really put some pressure on Edmonton in game two, and they kind of just laid an egg. They didn't really help support Jake Ottinger at all, and their offense went silent. So Dallas is, you know, it's interesting to see how they battle back in game three, but they certainly were the better team, especially in the third period in game one, and then game two, they didn't really come out.
Well, Brayton, speaking of Game 3, we've got one tonight between the Panthers and Hurricanes, and Panthers look to be running away with it as of right now with the series. Carolina, are they going to be able to win a game, make it a series, or does it look like Florida just kind of rumble through with this one?
I mean, Florida just looks like a wagon right now. They seem to know the type of game that they need to play in order to beat Carolina time and time again. It's just out-muscle them, out-physical, you know, out-muscle them, out-play them physically, out-play them speed-wise. And Carolina just doesn't look like they want to engage in that type of play at all. And it's surprising because they got a guy like Rod Brindamore as their head coach who praises their ability to play a strong physical game and to be able to be tough to play against. And they look like a shell of themselves right now against the Florida team that, oh, you know, yeah, they're a little banged up with guy like Sam Reinhart maybe missing a little bit of time. I know that they said he's day-to-day, but he's not going to play today. I think Carolina, they got to find something. They got to get something going offensively, and they haven't been able to beat Sergei Bobrovsky in really any facet. I mean, they were shut out the other night, but I think Carolina, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. If they can't find a way to come away with a win in game three, I mean, you might as well stick a fork in them in game four because, I mean, they haven't won anything since 2006 when, obviously, they beat the Sabres and then won the Stanley Cup. But since then, they're 0-14 in Eastern Conference Finals games. It's incredible. It's almost more astonishing than the misery of the playoff failures that the Leafs have had over the years.
Hang on. That makes it even funnier. Brayton, does that mean that the Buffalo Sabres have won an Eastern Conference Finals game more recently than the Carolina Hurricanes? They went for four losses to one against Ottawa the next year.
Yeah, they played the next year against the Rangers against Ottawa. They did get a win in that series, so.
Now I want it for the rest of the memes on this one. Paul said it with me yesterday. I'm going on a full haterade parade on this. I hope nothing but pain and misery for the Carolina Hurricanes. And Paul goes, no, I want them to actually play well because I want to see a series. I want to see good hockey. And I'm starting to wonder, though, Brayton, since 2018, the Metropolitan Division has not had a representative in the Stanley Cup Final. And do you think that the playoff format has gotten to a point where a weak division is just throwing in an Eastern Conference finalist, sometimes Carolina, as it's being evidenced, and they're just not up to snuff with the rest of the league?
I don't think the Metropolitan is really a bad division. I think it's maybe one of the more competitive divisions just in terms of the amount of teams that are battling for playoff positioning throughout the year. I don't know why it's been the case where they haven't gotten to the Stanley Cup final in so many years, but it is a crapshoot. I mean, that's the whole fun of the playoffs. It's just, you watch a team and you're like, oh, you're so guaranteed that they're going to make a deep run. And the next thing you know, they get a little time off. Maybe they get some rest and they think that's a good thing, but really it sets in rust. And, that might be a problem. Like I was thinking, the Florida Panthers, they played game 7 against the Leafs on Sunday. And then they were scheduled on Tuesday to play game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final against Carolina. And it's just kind of like one of those things like, really, NHL? You're not going to allow Florida to get at least one extra day of rest in order to accommodate for travel and then get some practice time or whatnot? Sometimes like that, it might benefit a team just to keep rolling, just to keep playing, get out there on the ice and play games and stay fresh. And Carolina had some time off after their series win over the Capitals, and that might have hurt them a little bit. So, Florida's on a roll right now, and I just don't see them being stopped at this point, especially on their way to a third straight Stanley Cup final. And, at this point, they're so much better than Carolina, and Carolina just does not look willing to engage with them at all.
Brayton Wilson joining us here on the Westher Hotline. Game 3, no Sam Reinhart, by the way. So if Carolina is going to win one, you need to start doing it here because no Sam Reinhart for Florida for Game 3. Brayton, when it comes to more of this postseason, though, there's more than just the NHL going on that is relevant. Rochester forcing Game 5. I spoke with Gene Battaglia in the last hour. What do you think of this series overall? More or less, how do you think that the Sabres' top prospects have been faring in this postseason?
So last night's game was, the best they've played all series against Laval. They were rolling all four lines, and Devin Levi looked really strong in net. Seemed like he was positioned well and just in a groove. And it's so weird with Rochester because they've been so up and down the series. Game 1, they played all right and lost to Laval. Game 2, they bounced back real strong. Game 3, the third period was their worst period all playoffs. They looked absolutely atrocious, turnovers left and right. They didn't support Devin Levi well. Could Devin Levi have had a couple of those shots? Yeah, sure, maybe. But there's only so much your goaltender can do in certain circumstances like he faced in Game 3. But Game 4, they seemed so much more composed. They were really moving the puck quite well, and they just looked so much better yesterday. Josh Dunn was obviously great with a four-point effort. Tyson Kozak was good with a goal and assist. Konsta Hellenius, who just turned 19, a week and a half ago, he scored a shorthanded goal off a really nice rush with Nikita Novikov, who's turning into a really nice defenseman for them. Yeah, tomorrow, 4:30, is going to be a fun game with Game 5, do or die for the Amerks and the Rocket. And really looking forward to seeing how Rochester responds after, a back-and-forth type of series, whether or not they could put it together and find their way back to the Eastern Conference Final against Charlotte coming up.
Brayton, appreciate the time on this one and everything that you do for us. But one last thing here before you go, and that is It's been 91 years since Team USA has played for a gold medal in the World Championships in the IIHF.
Yeah.
There's your fun fact.
Yeah. And I think the last time, I think I was reading this earlier, the last time that they even played for they even meddled was back in the 50s. And I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, it was just me parading through Twitter or X, and seeing that, you know, they won the bronze in like 1950 or something like that. And it wasn't even before the playoff structure in the tournament was there. So, the U.S., I mean, Tage Thompson, the U.S., they're, been a little bit of an up and down tournament for Tage, at the tournament. You know, there were some games where he was super productive. I mean, he scored a hat trick in one of the games. And then there's other games where kind of floating around the ice and was sort of engaged and not willing to be engaged at the same time. But the U.S. coming away with a win over Sweden today, and they earned themselves a win in the quarterfinal matchups as well, over Czechia, and just really, really interesting, or Finland, I should say, not Czechia, Finland. They beat Finland in the quarterfinals, but certainly, it's fun to see that the U.S. is having success at the international level, and certainly you'd like to see Tage Thompson having a good tournament, and as he tries to fight for a spot in the Olympics next year. You know, that's probably why he went, was he wanted to give Team USA a look and try to give him a reason to be like, hey, you know, you want some goal scoring, you want some size, you want some smart play with the puck in the offensive zone. Like, you know, hey, I'm here. I'm still willing to compete and still willing to show that I can go play in the Olympics in Italy in the wintertime next year and compete for a gold medal and for that much more notoriety. And he's going to get a chance to at least come away with some hardware tomorrow against,
it's Switzerland leading against Denmark right now.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I was expecting Switzerland. Denmark beat Canada, which was even more hilarious that the Danes were able to come away with that win over Canada in the quarterfinals. But yeah, I mean, at this point, it looks like they're going to face Switzerland, and Switzerland shut out the U.S. earlier in the tournament. So we'll see if the U.S. can battle back and find a way to come away with a gold medal.
Brayton, I always appreciate your time, and hopefully drive safe. I heard you driving over there, but I know you're going to be down at the arena for the Bandits this afternoon.
Yeah, it should be a good, fun game three. Definitely going to be down there with Joe Calley as well, and hopefully going to see the Bandits come away with a game three victory and a third straight championship in the next lacrosse league.
All right, Brayton, have fun down there. Cover it responsibly, and we'll talk to you soon enough.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
That's Brayton Wilson on the West Hurrah Hotline. As I mentioned, he's going to be down covering the Bandits as well. We got some Bandits news there as we're heading toward the end of the show. Chris Cloutier activated for today's game. Clay Scanlon down to the practice squad. So Cloutier back in the lineup for the Bandits for the all-important Game 3. We'll take a timeout, wrap up Sports Talk Saturday, and, well, your local programming for the weekend here on WGR. Final segment here, Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Calley, I got him out of here because he's going to be with Brayton Wilson to cover the Bandits game down at the arena. So I made sure, I was like, get out of here. I'll take care of wrapping this one up. Why? It's only about a minute and change here that we're going to be on here. But before we go, thank you to our guests, Brayton Wilson, who I just talked to earlier, as well as Gene Battaglia from 95.7 in Rochester, our sister station down the road and down the 90, talking about the Rochester Americans and a little bit about Hard Knocks being at St. John Fisher this year. For Joe Calley, I'm Derek Kramer. And also for Chris Giacobello on the board for the first time, welcome officially to the show. And here's to hoping if we need you more, we'll have you here.
Yeah, of course. You know, I'd be happy to help, Derek. You know me.
That's exactly how it goes, and that's why we've got you here today. So for everyone here, I'm Derek Kramer. This has been another edition of Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR on your Memorial Day weekend. Make sure if you are celebrating it, celebrate it responsibly. Take care of each other, and hey, have yourselves a great weekend. Bandits, 4 o'clock pregame.
4 o'clock pregame, 4:30 faceoff.
And that is it for our programming for you until Tuesday, when Jeremy and Joe take back over at 6 a.m. on Tuesday. Otherwise, we're off for a little while. Thanks for listening with us. This is WGR.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.